This is the CBC News for New Brunswick. I'm Andy Wilson. A long-dormant mining operation in southern New Brunswick is getting a fresh injection of funds. The Mount Pleasant Mine is located between Fredericton and St. George. It closed in the 1980s after prices of tungsten fell. As Matt Pern reports, the new mine will be extracting tin and indium.
Errol Farr is freshly back from his visit to New Brunswick. Last week, the 8X mining president met with New Brunswick's Minister of Natural Resources, as well as visiting the 8X-owned Mount Pleasant Mine. Farr's company just sold about $5 million in shares to Hong Kong-based company Great Harvest. The mothballed mine drew interest after tin prices grew. The $5 million will go to proving the size of tin reserves and the cost of extraction. Farr says the mine also holds a cache of indium, a substance used in cell phone displays and solar panels.
The electronics industry is using indium more and more to aid in the speed of processing, so consumption should stay strong.
If the deal goes through as expected, Farr says Great Harvest will put another $57 million into Mount Pleasant, enough capital to open it by 2012. St. George Mayor Sharon Tucker says the chance for hundreds of new jobs could dramatically change her town's economy, but the uncertainty also creates problems.
We are a small municipality, and when you look at increasing by 300, there's significant needs with regards to housing, school, the overall policing of the municipality as well.
The evaluation of the mine's potential should be done by next May. If Great Harvest chooses to invest, 8X will have the money to open by August. Matt Pern, CBC News, St. John.
And that is the latest CBC New Brunswick news. For news throughout the day, stay tuned to CBC Radio 1, or you can visit our website at cbcnews.ca.